This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Police say they found two people dead at the University of Colorado's Colorado Springs campus this morning. The university went on temporary lockdown around 6 o'clock after police responded to reports of gunshots at a student housing complex. The shelter-in-place order is now lifted. Hillary Yeboah is a second-year student at UCCS. She says she woke up to an alert on her phone about the campus lockdown.
Based on my training back in high school, like when we would do like lockdown drills, when they would say it was like a lockdown instead of a lockout, that means there's someone like around the campus. So that's when I was like, yeah, then this is pretty serious.
Police have not identified the deceased, but said each suffered gunshot wounds. It is being investigated as a homicide. Denver city agencies are still considering ways to cut their budgets to help the city support new immigrants. Mayor Mike Johnston told NPR that the agencies made presentations to city staff this week.
We've asked every agency in the city to take a look at what they could do to make what is about a 15% cut to their budget across the city. Those agencies are all presenting options to us.
Already, Denver has reduced hours and operations at the city's recreation centers and DMVs to help free up money to serve new immigrants in city shelters. Hourly employees will work fewer hours. And the forecast for this holiday weekend looks warm and sunny, but first, winter weather will sweep the state. Colorado's mountains saw significant snow overnight, up to 4 inches, are predicted across the Denver Metro and the I-25 corridor this afternoon. This is CPR and KRCC.